time, I would like to introduce our second speaker on tradition four, Chuck.
Hey, family, my name is Chuck. I'm an addict.
Hey, Chuck.
I'm kind of overwhelmed right now, man. Feeling a little emotional. This is the first time that anybody has asked me to do a workshop for any convention in Narcotics Anonymous. So this is something real special for me, man. You know, I'm feeling a certain way just standing up here, man, sharing with y'all my experience, strength, and hope, and being recorded. You know, that someone would think enough of me, man, to think that what I have to say is valuable. And so for that, man, I want to first of all thank the God of my understanding. I want to thank the program committee of CPCRC 31. I want to thank my good friend Karen on for thinking enough of me, man, to ask me to come up here and share it with y'all today. With that being said, again, my name is Chuck. Some of y'all know me as Charles. Some of y'all know me as Charlie. Some of y'all know me as, some of y'all as Hey You. You know, I got arrested a lot, man. So, you know, that was my name for a while, Hey You. And I knew enough to look up when somebody said that and see if they was talking to me. Anyway, man, we're here and we're talking about I'm a man down. He kind of took some of my thunder. You know what I'm saying? I was going to hit that thing, man. You know, but anyway, we're talking about steps and traditions. And I learned steps, a little bit about steps, through getting a sponsor. Not only just any sponsor, Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, who has a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, who has a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, and so on. That's how I learned about steps. I learned about traditions through service work. Mostly through service work and some through breaking some of them traditions, you know. But I was thinking about my first encounter with service, man. There used to be a meeting in South Minneapolis where recovery began for me called Barking Buffalo. And it was a big meeting, man. It was like half of y'all, right, in this room. It was that big, or maybe most of y'all, you know. I wouldn't say all of y'all. Wasn't that big. It was a lot of people. And see, before that time, I guess I was about 6 months clean at the time, man. You know, any time before that, if you left a cup sitting on the table, I wasn't cleaning that up. You know what I'm saying? That's your trifling job. I wasn't going to put away no chair that you sat your ass in and was too lazy to put away. Something happened. I was in this meeting, man, and it was this woman I remember. I can't even remember her name. You know what I'm saying, Jack? But she had this walker. She used to come to the meet. She had these long, great silver braids, and she had this walker, right? And she used to come and sit to me, and she had a cup of coffee sitting right by a chair, right? And somehow she moved or she hit the walker or something, and she accidentally knocked the coffee over. Now, without even thinking about it, I was standing up. I wasn't paying attention to what nobody was saying, man. I was, you know, trying to be cool. I'm standing up in the back. And without even thinking about it, man, I went back in the back somewhere and found a mop and came back and commenced cleaning up the mess, man. And you know, y'all, it didn't dawn on me the days later, man, that I had done that. And at the time it dawned on me, I began to realize that this program has the power to change me. That this program could offer me some freedom, man. You know, all before that, I didn't know that. And so what happened, I think I got a service position. I see, back where I come from, man, you know what I'm saying? You didn't have to ask nobody do you want to be of service? People was fighting over service positions, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a guy, I think he might have less clean time than that, a little bit less, maybe a 30 days or something like that. But anyway, they voted him for the chair, but asked me did I want, because I was running for the same position. So they asked me and said, well, would you accept the co-chair position? I said, yeah, I'll take that. I'll work with that. And I became the co-chair of my first home group in South Minneapolis, man. Yeah. And so I eventually worked my way up to chairperson, and then I became a GSR, and eventually after some time passed, they let me hold the money. That was some real funny shit, man. I was like, what's wrong with them? You know. And they trusted me with the group's money, man. And I was treasurer and keeping the books and all that stuff, man. And felt a sense of responsibility, you know. But anyway, man, I'm saying all this to say, doing this is how I found out about tradition. Now, you know, y'all know how we talk. We have a lot of stuff around here that we say. Some of it's in the literature. Some of it ain't. Not so much. But there was this one thing that I heard about, that the steps prevent us from committing suicide and the traditions prevent us from homicide. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay. So now, you know, I mean, when I was out there, man, I thought a lot about, I ain't gonna say I ain't never thought about either one. I thought about suicide and homicide. You know what I'm saying? But my life at that time was such a mess that I figured if I tried either one of them, I'd fuck that up too. You know? I was just that kind of guy, man. That's why it's hard for me to believe that y'all let me stand up here and talk to y'all, man. I'm blown over that. You know. At any rate, recovery, like I say, recovery began for me, man. Little bit about my history. I'm from Chicago originally. Moved to D.C. in 94, moved to Maryland, I'm sorry, Fort Washington, Maryland in 94. I lived here from 94 to 04. And in that time, man, you know, I used something everywhere. I got, you know, I was that addict that moved around a lot. And so what happened was I was so messed up, man, that I think my mother had called my cousin up in Minnesota and told him, you need to come get him. Because he about tore up from the floor up, and if he don't kill himself, somebody gonna kill him. You know. And so he sent for me, right? And so that's how I got up there to Minnesota, and that's how I eventually got into recovery, right? Okay. But my mother still lived here in Maryland. Okay, right in Fort Washington. So after I got into recovery and I found my wife, well, I wasn't in recovery yet. But when I met my wife and we got married, okay, and we had, my daughter was born. Okay, my third daughter. Yeah. This was March the 20th, 2006. I was still getting high. I didn't get clean until August, 6 months later, when I decided that I was not going to do to another child what I had already done previously to my previous two daughters. I was not gonna fuck her life around like I had did them. And so I got into this recovery process, man, and I dug into this thing, and I had my spats. They know I used to turn over tables and get mad and call people out and all kind of crazy stuff. You know, but somehow this process took hold. And so what happened, man, after coming back and forth from Minnesota to Maryland visiting my mother, my wife fell in love with this place. She said, oh, it's, you know, my wife is from Kenya. You know, that's over in Africa. It's kind of warm. For those of y'all that don't know, okay? Jeez. I ain't messing with y'all today, man. I ain't come here to cut up with y'all, all right? So look, it's kind of warm over there, so you know the difference in climate between Minnesota and Maryland. You know what I'm saying? So she came to me one day and she said, I want to move to Maryland. It's warm there and it's this and it's that and your mom is there and she's so nice to me and da 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 da. I said, babe, you don't know that place like I know it. They some cruddy dope fiends up there. I ain't going. So eventually, between her and my mother, they conspired, man, against me. And they got me to move back here to Maryland, right? And it was culture shock because at this time, man, I had just got like three years in recovery, right? I think I know some shit. Okay? I got this thing. I ain't never been clean for 3 years before. So what I did, man, was I said, well, okay, well, we can move there, you know. I said, but look, you need to know some stuff. You know, people in D.C., they ain't nice like these people in Minnesota, you know. So they ain't going to invite you to their house for dinner, none of that stuff. You forget about all that. They ain't going to watch our daughter for us while we go party, you know. You need to know that. But she wanted to move here, man. So we moved here. My mother put us out. 3 months later, my mother put us out. Man, y'all know I cried like, I went up to St. Martin, up North Capitol Street, cried like a baby, man. I was messed up behind that one. But she put us out. We got in an apartment. And stayed in the apartment for 3 months. We finally found a house down Waldorf, Maryland. You know. And so I started, but in the meantime, I'm going to meetings, man, and I'm going to this meeting over here in South Potomac, and I'm going to this meeting up St. Martin's and on East Capitol Street and all these different meetings I'm going through. I'm checking y'all out, right? Y'all don't know it, but I'm watching y'all, see? And so then I came down to the Tri-County area, man, and they showed me love and everything, but you know, it's like what my man Donald was talking about. I had to call back up to Minnesota because the same guy still sponsored me, man. Even though I'm living here, he sponsored me from Minnesota. But I'm calling up there telling on y'all because y'all closing with the Lord's Prayer. Y'all holding anniversaries in the meeting. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing some stuff, man, that I ain't never seen before. Raffle tickets and all kind of stuff. I'm blown by this, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's wrong with these people? So I'm calling back to my sponsor. Man, what should I do? Should I call the world? And you know what I'm saying? Maybe they can call the NA security or something, man. Come and arrest some folks. Straighten this out. You know, because this ain't right. One thing I came to realize, man, is that y'all was recovering long before me. And I know in my heart, y'all gonna become recovering long after me. You know? I had to let that sink into my heart, man. I had to find out that these meetings where this stuff was going on, man, this stuff been long before I came around, man. Y'all had the Reeves Center and the, what did you say, the Copacabana, huh? Metropolis? You see what I'm saying? Y'all had this stuff long before I got here, man. People was recovering. You know what I'm saying? Whether you got told to sit down and shut your ass up when we want to call on you, or what? You see what I'm saying? And so I began to respect people's process, man. I began to respect the fact, man, that this stuff is about interpretation. Now, we're talking about the fourth tradition and how the groups have autonomy. You say, in case y'all ain't figured that out, that's where we at. I just gotta let y'all in on the secret, man. You know, ain't no sense to be said, you know. That's where we at. The groups have autonomy. That means they're self-governing, man. They can do what they decide to do. As long as they have a group conscience and have invited a loving and caring God into it as they so see fit. It's just that simple, man. So no matter where you go, man, like you can travel. See, I went to Kenya 2 years ago, right? I tried my best to make a meeting over there, man. But things, let me tell y'all something. When you go over there, get prepared. Some of y'all have been there. That's why y'all laughing. Some of y'all have seen them little matatus that you got to get in when you in there with 100 people in a little bitty minivan. And all y'all like this, you know. Things that I ain't been comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? I just rolled the bus down here, man. Got on the bus. A big old open bus, you know. Plenty of seats, right? They ain't like that over there. And I didn't have a car, and I ain't had no, my phone wasn't working, I ain't had no GPS, no Google, no Waze, none of that. So I couldn't make a meeting, man. I was a little bit upset because I really wanted to. Really wanted to make a meeting. I wanted to see that diversity. I wanted to see how they do stuff over there. We came back, we went to Aruba this year, back Valentine's Day for our wedding anniversary, our 11th wedding anniversary. I wanted to make a meeting there so I could see how they do stuff. You know what I'm saying? We just got to be careful, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to get to the point where people are coming in and can't hear that message of recovery. They can't hear that message of freedom, man, that message of hope, that promise of freedom, okay? We want to be real aware of that. We want to be real aware that I think, and this is just my take on it, we want to be real aware that your God may not only be the only God, okay? That someone else may have a different view or a different way of thinking about that, and we don't want to isolate that. That's what spirituality is all about. Okay, that we can come here from different walks of life and different backgrounds and different this and different that, and we can all come together for one common good. We ain't got to get out no more. We ain't ever got to use again, man, if we don't want to. So, I don't care what y'all doing over there in California, down Texas, you know, maybe down Rio de Janeiro, Colombia, Bogota, where they make stuff at. You know what I'm saying? I've always been scared to go down there. I went to Aruba, man. I went to Aruba, man. They told me I could see Venezuela off the coast where I was at. I could look across the ocean, man, and see the coast of Venezuela. And the first thought comes to a junkie's mind, that's where they make it at. I tell you, man, this thing, and that's why I need y'all so much, man. That's why I need just life saves me in literature. That's why I need to be in service. That's why more than anything, man, I need to be connected to the God of my understanding. See? I love y'all, man. I really do. Love y'all, man. Y'all done taught me so much. Whether it's here in D.C., I found out y'all ain't slimy and grimy as y'all was, man, when I was out there in the street, man. You know, y'all kind of nice and caring and loving and stuff, man. Y'all threw me for a loop. I thought y'all was going to be the same way. I'm messing with him. I don't know him. You know, but anyway, I think that's about enough out of me, man. Thank y'all for coming, and thank y'all for letting me share.